checking out this video where every week I sit down with my man Kirk from What's New Video Games. And if you're going to run to the comments and be really angry, point it to him. This was his statement that he thought Avowed was going to be another Redfall. Now, he doesn't mean that extreme, but he does think it's going to be potentially another disappointing game. I'll let him voice his opinion. I actually have seen marked improvement, and I do have some feedback and some criticism of the game that I would like to see changed at launch, but I do think the game has started to look better. So be sure to hit subscribe, be sure to hit the bell button, like button, all those things. Leave a comment below. I'm going to end the previous stream. I was red hot about the Helldiver situation and glad that they rectified it, so be sure to check that out. Check out my upload on that where you'll see the big giant yellow word stupid. All right, click on that because I think the whole thing is stupid, but glad they finally decided to walk it back. And make sure as you dogpile in, you smash that like button. It helps us out. So Kirk, you know, your name's clickable below and you're signing up for some potential hate here. Walk this out for me. You said this and I thought that would be a fun show. Now, in Kirk's defense, we're going to do another show. He's got high hopes for Indiana Jones. But if you want to call him an Xbox hater, you know, this is not where this is coming from. Okay.
Yeah, so pretty even. You know, I go one side or the other. I think it's case by case, but
yeah. So why'd you put this in my chat the other day? You know,
just to clarify. So I was a chat. I was gonna say I don't remember coming on and saying out loud it's another Redfall. So to be clear, Redfall was like this catastrophic situation of a game that was broken and didn't even work at launch. I don't think that's what we're looking at here. When I make this sort of hyperbolic comment that this is going to be another Redfall, I think what I'm talking about is, and Hellblade's at risk of this as well, but I'm a little less confident in Avowed, I guess I would say. I don't know that I'm more confident in Hellblade, but like Hellblade, the first game is good. So why wouldn't the second one be? But when it comes to this game, like I think there's some serious concerns that I have about this being kind of another game in a pattern of launches for Xbox, like Halo Infinite and like Redfall, where they're teeing this up to kind of be one of the big titles that they drop this year, and it comes out to like middling to, you know, below average or average at the most reviews of like, yeah, it's just like okay, like there's nothing really special about it, and like that has kind of been Xbox's whole thing is that they ramp everybody up for like okay, you know, we got that trailer. How many years ago was it? 2-3 years ago now, where with the really good CGI, the pre-rendered cutscene, it looked like it was like Skyrim but next gen. People are amped, people are hyped. It's Obsidian making it. A lot of people like Obsidian more than Bethesda, mm-hmm. and so they're excited for Obsidian to take a crack at like a Elder Scrolls type RPG. And it's like we get a look at it. We haven't seen much of it. What we've seen doesn't look good. And I'm just thinking this is going to be another situation where you're going to have all the pony boys dunking on it on Twitter. There's going to be some sixes in the reviews, I think, in the review scores. I don't know about any major outlets giving it a six. Can see this landing around a seven, maybe like low to mid 70s on Metacritic and OpenCritic. I just don't think that this one is going to deliver any type of quality experience or anything that we're going to be talking about as a really big win for Xbox. And I think that in and of itself, being the fact that they've had game after game after game that hasn't quite delivered to the quality level of something like a God of War Ragnarok or a Last of Us or a Spider-Man or Ratchet and Clank even, that establishes a really bad pattern for Xbox when they really need to start establishing some momentum right now because they're struggling. And so in that sense, I think it will be another Redfall as it's going to let the core fan base down. It's going to be another stumble for Xbox, and it's going to be another indication that they just can't really keep up or play ball in this arena.
Well, yeah, so I'm just going to push back a little bit. If we only had that very first trailer, I would agree with you. When that trailer came out, I said, wow, I'm actually going to put that trailer up right now. I want people to kind of see, like, this is the one that, to me, I didn't even know it was Avowed. It took a second. I was like, wait, that's Avowed? People have picked this trailer apart. There's a lot of clunkiness, oddity. I think this guy right here was the only shining part of the trailer.
The green NPC?
Yeah, I thought he looked rather good. I thought the environments and the use of color. But then when I looked at the gameplay, I was like, man, it is clunky. It's kind of awkward. It's kind of weird. It does feel like a graphical downgrade. We had a huge debate about, should that first trailer have set expectations? I think anytime you show people from the perspective of the player, I think you are setting expectations about art style and what a game will look like. Now, I say all that to say, if all we had was the first trailer, I would probably be in agreement with you. However, I think the second trailer that I have on the screen now that they showed during the Direct, I was like, okay, they're actually building something that I think looks like will be fun to play with a few caveats. They have admitted that they have received feedback that the combat looks clunky and they are working on that. I also have never been a big fan of doing this type of combat in first person. I would like to see my player. They're doing these cool, you know, shield bashes and dashes. And I'm like, that looks more fun when you can see your player, okay? So that is the caveat I'm going to give, is that I do think the combat needs some work, although I see marked improvement from first trailer to second trailer. That to me is the opposite of what I saw with Redfall. Redfall always looked bad to me, always looked clunky. I tried to draw people's attention to the gameplay and I was like, there's just something off here. I feel like this game has moved in a better direction, which means by the time it lands, we'll see more improvements, right? So what do you say to those observations? Do you not agree that the game is looking better as time has gone on?
No, I don't. And I didn't want to interrupt you, but try to get better about that. But I didn't want to interrupt you, but I thought the second trailer was worse.
Like, really?
I thought it's progressively declining in terms of what we're seeing.
Okay.
It looks like this footage just played because I'm behind, but like, you've got footage of that NPC talking. That scene was like very awkward. Like, the voiceover was not good. There was like these awkward pauses. The NPC animation's not particularly great. This kind of feels like Bethesda, but like without some sort of that like signature flourish to it. There's like it almost seems like a Skyrim mod or something. Like the voice acting and the animations, the dialogue interactions that you're having with these characters, it feels kind of like the Forgotten City, which like for that scale of like an indie game that came from a Skyrim mod, like that's somewhat impressive, or like they did a decent job with that game. It got, you know, a small level of acclaim for what it was able to accomplish. But like for Obsidian, like I'm not really sure what's going on with this game, because you go back and you look at like Outer Worlds, the dialogue's really good. It's punchy, it's quippy. The voiceover, there's a lot of inflection, there's a lot of charisma to it. The animations look better in terms of the character like movements and facial reactions and stuff like that. And I mean, just a lot of this trailer. So the whole gameplay showcase for the Direct, it was set in the same biome, this like desert type area. It looked like this kind of like camp, like a bandit camp or something. Pretty much all the gameplay was set there. They showed some other biomes, but they didn't show the player walking around or any of that stuff, which to me says that the game is not far enough along for where it needs to be to release in the fall. I almost wouldn't mind if this game got delayed, because it harkens back. It reminds me a lot of the Halo Infinite situation, where people were breaking that down because of the NPC, you know, notoriously, infamously named Craig or whatever, that was like one of the brutes, and he looked like he was a little unfinished in terms of the dead time that was spent on the way that he looked, his character model. And I sort of get that kind of feeling from this game. And the combat looks so janky and stilted. It a lot of people are liking it to what a VR game looks like, with the graphics not quite being that diminished, but the combat and the point of view, something about the field of view and how slow and kind of stilted the combat is, it feels like you're playing a VR game, or it looks like you're playing a VR game. I guess I can't say how it feels until I get my hands on it. And all of your combat, I went back and watched your reaction to the Direct itself, and all of your combats were like, it looks rigid, it looks clunky, you know, I'm not really sure about it. But then you kept saying, well, it looks better than the first showing. And it's like, if the only positive note that you or other people have about it is, well, it looks better than the first showing, that doesn't mean that it's good. Like, if all your reactions are negative takes about how rigid it looks, how clunky it looks, you know, there's a little bit of underdeveloped nature to this, they maybe need to improve it. This game's coming out in the fall. Like, this game should basically be done by now.
Okay, so I want to interact with that.
I'm concerned about it.
Yeah, I want to interact with that. So I do think, while I was critical of the combat, and still am to this day, I think it does look clunky. They've admitted that there's a clunkiness to it. They want to address that, okay? That, to me, is a good sign that they're acknowledging that feedback. What I also think is a good sign is when I see marked improvement from one trailer to the next, that, to me, signals that this game is on a good trajectory, rather than what we've seen from other games where it's like, what is wrong with the gameplay? There's something wrong. Like, Redfall was very curated in how it was handled. And then we had sort of the PR defense force put together a montage and, oh, it was fun. And then they all walked back their claims as soon as the game was seen for what it was. I'm not seeing indications here. And I want to make one other point as well. We know that Redfall was the result of ZeniMax basically telling a studio to make a game they weren't really wanting to make. It was like it was a multiplayer game and they're like, we don't even know if we can or want to, and we don't know if we have the bandwidth. If you go back to the Obsidian documentary where they talked about this game, originally they conceived of it being a multiplayer co-op game, but they admitted that that wasn't their core competency, and so they bailed on it. That, again, to me, is another good sign that they said, no, let's do what we are good at. And we know these guys are good at the RPG, right? They've got the history, they've got the chops. So all of those gives me confidence that when it arrives, I believe this game will be good. I don't know if it's going to be kicking the door down and winning awards, but I actually think it's going to be good. I don't think this is going to land quite as poorly as you might think. And I think that's why I think that. I think I've got signals from the devs that this is on a good trajectory of quality and improvement.
This sounds like when a young woman, a girl, starts dating a man, and then she goes and talks about him to her friends, and she's like, well, he doesn't really like call me back, you know, when I try to talk to him, but you know, he's really busy, like he's really busy at work, like he works a lot, and trying to explain all these things to her friends. It's like, I think you're kind of overlooking and ignoring like a lot of red flags here, and you're saying that like these are good indications when like these are warning signs. You know, the fact that they're even at this stage having to reassess, oh, maybe we don't want to do co-op, or maybe we should make the combat better, when the game is coming out this year, like these are very strong indicators that there are problems going on. The same exact thing happened with Halo Infinite. And then that was kind of the whole way that they reframed it, is like, oh, we're going to delay it a year, we're going to make sure that it comes out good and everything. And like, I personally enjoyed that campaign, but I think a lot of people are in agreement that like, it wasn't the box office hit that Xbox was really looking for out of that game. So with this game looking, I would say, demonstrably worse than Halo ever did, I would say that this game looks worse than preview footage that we got of Redfall. I don't know if that's fair, because maybe the Redfall footage just was disingenuous. Like, it was just a curated cut of that game, and it wasn't anything authentic to the actual experience that players are going to get in hand. So I don't know if that one-to-one comparison is good enough, but like, the Redfall footage looked good. Like, they made that game look like an interesting Stranger Things kind of adjacent, you know, vampire aesthetic Borderlands type game with a lot of personality and charisma. This game looked soulless. Like, I understand that Obsidian is excited about it. I haven't seen anything for me to get excited about it. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. Like, this could be a marketing thing. Like, maybe Obsidian does not know how to show this game well. The main problem I have with this game is that it has not shown well, and it has not been shown well by the people who are tasked with doing that.
I want to ask something.
Okay.
Did you watch the extended gameplay? I am actually showing new gameplay now. This was an extended look that they did on the official Xbox podcast. Like, we're seeing swimming. I actually didn't even watch this. I actually think this is attached to the same gameplay I said looks better. It's just a more extended look. Did you get a chance to see this?
No, I watched the direct, because that's what they marketed to me.
Well, the quality's not changing. We're just seeing more.
Again, like, if you've got more, why didn't you show me at the thing that you told me to sit down and dedicate, you know, an hour and a half of my time to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that could be the thing, is like, they're not marketing this game well, and turns out it's actually fine, above average, pretty good game. But like, I'm going to pay attention to the warning signs. Like, I'm not just going to say, oh, they'll figure it out, it's Obsidian. Like, Outer Worlds marketed and showed extremely well. Like,
yeah,
everybody was excited about that game. That game like came out and just punched everybody in the mouth in like a good way of like, we're here, look at this. This is going to be fun, wacky, zany. It's going to be a great time. The color scheme is very vibrant. It looked good graphically. Like, it looked, I would say the Outer Worlds looks pretty comparable to Starfield. Like, there's not a demonstrable difference there. Like, it's comparable. I don't know that it's as good or better, but it's they're in the same weight class. And like, this game even lined up to like Skyrim with like basic texture mods that I'm using on my Xbox, like to make it like 4K and have good textures. it ain't it. Like, this game ain't looking that good to
really
me. Like, it's got like this kind of weird, again, it's got like this kind of weird washed, and again, the gameplay, yeah, they can pan the camera over the Oasis looking, you know, Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora looking biomes and stuff. Until I'm walking around, you know, until I see footage of in first person of a guy walking around anywhere other than a washed out looking desert, you know, I don't know. You're not showing it to me. And the game kind of has that like VR kind of looking feel to it in the combat, in how slow it is, how clunky it is, generally how everything looks aesthetically. So like, I'm definitely concerned. It looks like chat's concerned as well. Obviously, it's very hyperbolic to say that this game's going to be another Redfall. I don't think this game is going to be, you know, Outer Worlds was commended for really not launching with like any bugs. Like they didn't have the Bethesda problems of having all these bugs at launch. So I don't know if this game is going to be broken or have bugs or anything. I think it's just going to kind of launch, and it's just going to be kind of a little bit of a like wet fart. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to care.
Let me give some of my own feedback then. I actually agree that the combat needs work. There's a lack of impact. He almost slices through them. They almost don't react in real time. There's a weird lack of true moment-to-moment player impact. And I think they need to work on that. Like he's literally slicing through enemies, and then like the effect doesn't seem to land on them immediately. It's almost delayed. It's kind of awkward. Now, to everything else that you said, I thought the water looked good. I thought the environments looked good. I do feel like it is more stylized, and I'm okay with that. I don't want every game to go for pure photorealism. So I do feel textures on the enemy, textures on the shield and the NPCs, I actually all of it think looks good. Again, I'm not saying award-winning. I can't label any of it bad. I can't use that descriptor
because I think it
does look. Again, I think some of the other footage that we're not getting, sadly, from the biomes where there's like a lot of color and a lot of the environments are like dark with almost like a glowing flora. Let me go to the original trailer, because I do think there is some good environments in here that I do think look like not
the
bland
original
like
trailer,
you're describing them.
I do think the original trailer looked better, and here's why. When it shows you kind of getting off the boat on the dock, it kind of reminded me a lot of like the opening of Morrowind. Like it gave me the vibe of like, oh, this almost is feeling kind of like a Morrowind remaster or Morrowind reimagining to some extent. And like, I would be down for that. Like if that's what this game is, great. And so like I was kind of leaning in that direction. And then they did this gameplay showcase where you're actually playing the game. And I don't know if they just needed like a backtrack of like music to it, or like, I don't know what the problem was. But just hearing the guys talking, he's like, yeah, I came back and the captain told me like whatever. And I was like, it just felt weird. Like it just felt awkward. It was not charismatic. It didn't get me hyped for it. And it gave me a lot of cause for pause. And I'm just wondering, like, did they maybe miss the mark on something tonally here, when that was like one of the major strong suits for Outer Worlds, was how wacky, zany, and filled with personality it was. I'm not seeing any of that here, and that makes me concerned.
Yeah, interestingly enough, some of the combat here does look like there's greater impact when he swings. And then when we get into the newer trailer, there is like there is less impact, it seems. And this again is why I'm like, man, could I just go third person? I think that does help with creating a sense of immersion and impact when you're swinging your sword. I've always thought it's a little bit harder to show that, you know, in first person. Now, you know, to your comments about the tone of the game, I actually found the NPCs and the environments to set a tone. Now, again, obviously it's not going wacky zany. I think when you can, you know, I think it's harder when you're not doing an Outer Worlds or a Borderlands where you can exaggerate everything. You almost exist in a state of caricature and hyperbole. This feels like it's more in a middle lane, like it is stylized, but they do want to have more of a serious RPG feel. And I've never been that picky when it comes to NPCs like this. When I played Hogwarts Legacy or I play a game like this, I'm okay if the NPCs are a little bit more automated. I don't think it's like in Starfield where, because of the engine, I look at the NPC sometimes, I'm like, what the heck is the matter with that NPC? Like, if you don't have audio and you just look at their clothing and you look at texture of their hair and their skin, I actually think they look quite good for what the interaction is intended to do. This isn't meant to be a cinematic experience. It's meant to be the classic, you go and stand and talk to a guy, right? So I actually think the NPCs look good.
Like some independent guys made a Morrowind remaster. Like there's those guys that were working on that that Oblivion remake in Skyrim or whatever. Like that's what this looks like. Like this looks like really good Skyrim mod work to me. And that's like, that's not cutting it in 2024. Like it's not. And I think whereas a game like Forgotten City is going to get praised for that, for being able to do that by setting out and making their own game and it being fully functional and it having like, in some respects, compelling dialogue. Like, I don't know. I mean, the industry really likes Obsidian. So like, I don't really feel comfortable making any predictions as far as reviews go. Like I pretty much hit the nail on the head as far as the Stellar Blade reviews, because I figured I could accurately predict that. I don't think I can predict this. Like the industry could definitely side with Obsidian, kind of give them the benefit of the doubt and give this, you know, 8 to 8.5 type territory. I could even maybe see some 9s for some people that really, really like the RPG elements. I don't think this game is getting a 9 from anybody, but maybe. But yeah, I think as far as public perception and like people who are playing it, I think people are going to be saying it's mid. It doesn't feel like it's doing anything new. It doesn't feel like it's offering a quality experience that you want to go out and spend $70 on. It feels like a Game Pass game to me. Like this is definitely a game where it's like, yeah, I'll jump in and give 5 hours of my time to that because I like RPGs, and it's certainly not going to be a bad experience. Like, I don't think anybody's going to claim that this game is just going to be objectively bad. I think there will be aspects of it that they don't like, aspects of it that they think don't measure up to our other RPGs. But, like, I don't know even know if Obsidian is capable of making just an objectively bad game that has no redeeming qualities. I just don't think that it's going to be pushing the envelope in any regard. And I think it's going to leave a lot of people disappointed.
Well, we did poll the audience, and I said, hey, you know, basically, do you agree with Kirk? Is the latest Avowed trailer, is it better than the previous? And 54% are saying it is worse. 46% are saying it is better. So more people agree with you than me, but that's pretty split down the middle. You know, that's out of almost 200 votes. If you guys want to cast your vote, you know, continue to let us know. I may do another poll in a second because I am curious whether or not they give us the option to go third person, because that's honestly, it's a little bit of a deal breaker for me. I can't see myself going the distance with this game if I have to stay first person.
Because I've got a poll for you. I really want to know what chat says to this. Would you rather play this or Skyrim again?
I mean,
because that'll tell you right there what the value of the proposition of this game is. Would you rather play Avowed for just and no cost? Like you let's just say you have Game Pass and you can play either. So there's no $70 buy-in for Avowed. Would you rather play this game or Skyrim again? And both, you can't say both. Like, which one would you rather do? I'm curious. Curious. I don't know what people are going to say. I feel I would rather play Skyrim again. Like, if I had to choose between the two options.
Okay, which would you rather play, Skyrim again?
And it's like, this game's coming out in 2024. Like, come on. Lodo, you're the guy. Like, you're the guy that says, like, games have to, like, deliver in 2024, bro. Like, you're like, Hellblade, 30 FPS. Like, it's not cutting it. And these other games, like, they've got to show out. Rise of the Ronin, it's got to show out. And it's like, this game is not showing us that it can dance at the party. Like, it's not showing us it can hang.
Well, let me have a rebuttal there, because I actually think there's a difference between me saying coming out in 2024 with a cap 30 FPS game. I think that's a significant problem. That's not an artistic decision. I believe that that's a failure, right? I don't think that should be happening, as evidenced by Starfield pushing out a performance patch and giving people what they said, you know, what many argued wasn't possible. All right, so that I don't think that's equal to subjective sort of opinion of like, well, I think Avowed looks good or bad. Now, if they came out tomorrow and they said Avowed's going to be capped at 30, I'd keep the same energy. I'd be like, what the heck are you guys doing? Like,
well,
I don't
see performance guy. I care about aesthetics and vibe and feel and all of that sort of stuff a little more than the performance. I think you're like looking at this and you're like, well, it seems like it runs fine. Seems like it's going to be a competent game. And so like you're more on the upside of it, I think, right?
But I also care about what a game looks like. Like I definitely agreed with people that Ronin, Rise of the Ronin looked a little bit like a PS4 game that had been given some polish for PS5. Like it did not look like a PS5 only game. It didn't. And that also made it hard to justify the performance issues. It's like, I don't see anything that this game is doing that's that demanding. Like, I think Ghost of Tsushima looks better than Ronin, and they're essentially the same size, well, not the same size environments, and they're attempting to do the same things. So when I look at Avowed, I think I'm not out here saying, oh, it's going to be 9 out of 10 and win awards. I think it's going to land in a good lane, and I'm seeing signs and indicators the developers are committed to doing what's necessary and making it better and improving it. My big thing is, if you don't give me third person where I can see my character, I won't be able to go the distance with this first person stuff, because to me, it just ends up looking and feeling like a VR game. Like, I would play this game on VR, you know, but if I can't see my character, I tap out really quickly with the first person melee perspective. I know I'm not the majority in feeling that way, but I do look at this game and I wanted to push back on some of the things you said about Redfall. From the very first trailer, I thought Redfall looked janky and weird. Something was off, something didn't look right, the NPCs didn't react properly, the movement felt funky, and then when they started releasing more gameplay, I broke it down. I was like, look at how the NPCs are reacting, what in the world's going on? When it comes to Avowed, I have pointed out and said, oh, yeah, combat, you know, the enemies aren't reacting quite right. But then when I look at the NPCs and I look at the environments, I'm like, okay, I actually think there might be a good game here. They just have got, if they can polish that combat and give me third person, I see a fun romp here. I do. I'm bummed about the lack of co-op, but I do. I see a fun romp. And as you're saying, oh, it looks like a good Game Pass game. I don't necessarily disagree with like, this does seem like a really good game to establish Xbox's ecosystem quality, and it's not necessarily about winning awards. And I think that that's okay. I don't think every game needs to be... We have movies that we know...
No, but it'd be nice if they had one.
Well, for sure. Like, we don't need every movie to rival Oppenheimer, but, you know...
We need one. We need a Barbie and an Oppenheimer
for Xbox, right.
I personally believe that Indiana Jones is that bullet in the chamber, or at least the one that they think can maybe hit that mark.
Don't cannibalize that show.
I'm not going to start
talking about Indiana Jones.
No, yeah, we're not getting into that debate now. And I think we both probably, to feel comfortable as far as arguing about that, we want to see what SDF shows us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think we both feel like we need one more showing of that game to really take a side on that. But I just, out of the two games, the three games that are coming out this year, I would place the most confidence behind Indiana Jones at this point, given that Hellblade 2 is 30 FPS on console, and given how poorly this game has showed. I think there's got to be a game that comes out where we can't say the adage of, well, it feels like a Game Pass game. Like, you've got to have a blockbuster hit, or Xbox just, you know, is just proving that they just don't make top tier high quality games, apparently, which is like, if you're a publisher, like if you're in game development, like what are you doing if you can't make cream of the crop titles? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of sad, honestly.
Yeah, Avowed's director also did say that combat is being made more impactful, which is like so specifically targeted at my main issue with it, is it just doesn't look impactful. It looks very much like
they genuinely feel that way, like if they genuinely have internalized the feedback and they're going to do something about it, delay it out of 2024. Like, if you know that your game is not up to snuff, if you're acknowledging that, if you've gotten feedback from people that have either had hands on your game or have seen the footage and they're like, yo, this doesn't look like it's it, chief, and you're like, oh, okay, we're gonna take that in under advisement and we're gonna do something to like fix that, to me is a big red flag. Like, they understand that the game is not where it needs to be. If that's the case, you should not be putting this game out this fall. Like, you should be delaying this game. If you know that it's not ready now, that's a strong indication that it probably could use some more time. from the release date that you were initially intending to hit. Like, we both know, Lono, that, like, these games basically come out as soon as they possibly can to satisfy, like, corporate, you know, quarterly earnings and, you know, hit those metrics and everything. Like, these games are already being pushed up to the limit in terms of what they can launch and when, you know, even having the devs maybe crunch in the last month and things like that. Not saying that's happening here, but it's a common practice in the industry. And so, like, that being the case, that being the norm, if you can identify that there's issues that you need to fix in the core kind of gameplay experience of your game, I think that's an indication that you definitely need to delay it. And maybe they will. I don't know. I predicted that they would when we were watching the Direct over on Work the Game, but I don't know that they're going to do that. I mean, because then it's a very quiet year for Xbox at that point. But I don't, who cares? I mean, I think we'd rather have a good game here that justifies, like, you know, putting some money or time into it. And I don't know that they've shown us anything that makes anyone super confident in that right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can disagree with that, that if they've really concluded they have a lot of work to do with the melee and the combat and the impact, that they should delay it. Because part of me thinks, well, if they could just make foundational changes to the player's experience, then ship it and fix it. But I think the problem and the challenge would be if they have to go down into the individual enemies and their animation sets and how they react to getting hit, that's quite a large endeavor. That's quite a large scale change, because the size and the scope of this game would be one where if they're going to delay it just because they want to make, like, oh, I want your sword swinging and axe swinging to feel more impactful. I mean, that's a pretty big risk to delay the game just for that. But again, if it's a far-reaching change, then you might be right that it's worth it. I think that's always going to be the challenge. That's always going to be the challenge with Game Pass, is that Microsoft is like, we need cadence, we need games hitting Game Pass, and the game is good enough for Jazz, ship it.
I mean, but the thumbnail says another Redfall, right? And that's what they did with Redfall. Like, they were like, you know what? This is our date. We think that the product is as good as it's going to be. We're going to ship it because we got to ship something. And it's like, don't do that again here, guys. Like, it's not going to work. It's not going to be good. People are going to be clowning you even more. Like, they need to be playing defensively. Their brand is already under siege. They're already sort of having to scramble to justify their own existence and their own value to, I guess, like more than casual gamers, people that, you know, are more interested in or engaging more with the gaming medium than just picking up a Series S to play Call of Duty or whatever, and like, or Fortnite for that matter. And I don't see anything in this game that makes me say, yes, I'm really glad that this is what Obsidian's been working. Like, I would rather this game not exist right now based on what I've seen. Again, it could come out. I could be like, oh my God, I'm so glad that they made that game. Like, it's a very unique, bespoke experience, and I really enjoyed that. It could turn into like a cult classic. I don't know. But like, I would have rather them have been working on Outer Worlds 2 and that game come out, you know, a couple years earlier because all hands were on deck than what I've seen of this game so far. Like, I have Skyrim. I have Oblivion. Like, I don't know that I need this game. Like, they're not seemingly doing... Like, the thing about Outer Worlds is, like, that game took Fallout and did something with that. And it, like, it had its own identity. And it showed up and said, like, I'm here. I'm doing something unique. I'm doing something different. Like, it's self-evident why you should play this game. And some people even still champion that game over playing Starfield. Like, they're like, yo, if you want the definitive space RPG experience in this vein, like a Bethesda or an Obsidian game, like, this is the one you should play, not Starfield. It's almost like a reversal. The shoe's on the other foot a little bit, because the criticism of Starfield was that it was kind of soulless, kind of lifeless. It didn't have a lot of personality and identity injected into it. And that's how I feel about what's been shown. But, like, what do we have? Like, a total of 5 minutes of footage, if that? So it's very difficult to make that assessment. But also, it would be even more difficult to make the determination that, like, oh, based on what we've seen, they probably have a really good game on their hands. They're just not showing it to us for some reason. Like, that doesn't make sense logically to me. Like, I can only go off of what I've been shown, and what I've been shown does not look very good. And so that begs the question, why haven't they shown me that something that looks very good? I would think they would have if they had it. If they had something to show me that looked really good, I think they would show it to me. So what's going on? What is under the surface with this game? What is the issue? Because it's not just a certified banger that everybody can see and it's self-evident. It, something's a little bit odd or off about this, and they're not showing me anything that like really reassures me or gives me confidence.
Yeah, chat's wanting to know if you played the Pillars of Eternity games, because I've not played them, but
yeah, no, I didn't play Pillars
I of see Eternity. These I see this game as being one that would be fun. Again, especially if I could go third person. I've had people say, "Well, they always let you do that in their games," or there are people confident they're going to let us go third person. You're saying you haven't played that, because I have seen people say this is very much another Pillars of Eternity game. And that's almost like a defense that I've seen of, like, that crowd's going to love it because they feel like they're kind of getting a continuation of that style of game.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of that as, like, that to me is sort of like, what's the word? Not coping necessarily, but sort of when you realize that your position is weaker and so you kind of double back and lay a pretty strong defense line. You know, I guess in attorney terms, like if you were losing a case, like if there, now there was evidence that came out that your alibi was compromised, that you weren't where you said you were at the time of the crime, then you would double back and you'd say, okay, well, the crime happened at a gym and my client hasn't worked out for a year and a half, or, you know, something like that. You know, whatever, I'm just making stuff up. But like, so that to me is like moving the goalpost a little bit of like, people now are saying, oh, well, this isn't meant to be like another Skyrim or another Outer Worlds. Like, this is more of a niche classic type of RPG, but it's retooled and tweaked into the first person type of experience or that type of medium. But it's taking the Pillars of Eternity or like, you know, Divinity, you know, older Fallout games, like those type of classic RPGs, and putting it in this format. Then why did you come out with the Xbox showcase and show the CGI thing and make everybody think about Skyrim and make everybody think that this was going to be AAA? Like, I think that that's an immense amount of goalpost moving if we're going to do that. If that's what the game is, that's fine, but that doesn't seem to be what they're trying to sell me on as far as mass market appeal. And, like, I just think that's a cop-out. I don't think that's what this game is intended to be. I think that's where you can fall back to say, oh, well, the game is good, you're just not looking at it through the right lens. Okay, you can claim that if you want to, but that's not going to change the lens that I'm going to look at it through. And also, we've seen with, like, Baldur's Gate 3, again, I'm not going to claim that this game should be Baldur's Gate 3 or that any other game should be Baldur's Gate 3, but we've seen somebody take that classic genre and do amazing, wonderful genre-pushing things with it in 2023, 2024, and going forward. So it's like, That's not a cop-out or an excuse that legitimizes, like, limiting factors of a game. And I think we're kind of already seeing the goalposts move in reaction to what I'm talking about, the concerns and the red flags and the bad signs that I'm talking about that you can clearly see with a lack of anything that really has any punch or momentum behind it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily what people are saying. I don't want to project that onto them. I don't know if you're doing that, but I feel like maybe you might be misinterpreting what they're saying. I feel like they're saying, "Hey, this is going to be like more of a first-person take on Pillars, and those games are so enjoyable, you know, even the previous games were isometric." And that's maybe why, like, I honestly look at the combat and I think that's why it looks the way that it does. Like, if it was an isometric game and you were doing more point and click, and it was that moment-to-moment action, you wouldn't care that when you swing at the enemy, there's less impact. Because, like, when you're above the field of battle in, like, a Diablo or something or a game like this, it's not as big of a deal if player impact is not as felt because, naturally the camera's further away. You're not quite looking that closely at each individual enemy. You're more sort of moving through crowds. And even the dashing around that they're doing. So I think maybe they're kind of learning how to navigate melee-based RPG combat from a first-person perspective, because Outer Worlds, obviously they did, but that's different when you're using guns. Like, anytime they use guns in this trailer, I'm like, or the wand, I'm like, oh, that looks pretty good. It's the sword and shield stuff that just ends up looking kind of funky to me. And again, that could be just because maybe it's I don't know if that's out of their wheelhouse or not. I'm thinking, like, if I suddenly was down in the perspective of a Diablo player, the combat might not feel as fluid because it's not designed for that. But when they pull out the wands and the guns, it feels like, oh no, yeah, this actually looks kind of fun. This looks kind of good.
Well, I'm going to push back on what you're saying, and I'm going to actually double down on my position. I think that what you're saying about, oh, well, this isn't meant to be a Skyrim or like that type of full-scale open world RPG, or even an RPG on the same level of like Outer Worlds or one of the older Fallout games, it's meant to be a Pillars of Eternity or a more classic type RPG, isometric style, typically RPG. But in this medium or in this viewpoint, like, I think that's like me trying to argue to you and other people that Skull and Bones is Tortuga Pirate's Life or Port Royal 4 or like another like ship isometric simulator where you point and click and you tell them where to go on the trade routes and where to attack. And like, you guys are gonna be like, that's great, but they told me I was getting a AAA pirate game. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if that's the game that they end up making. That's not the game that people want. That's not, like, they're straddling the line too much in terms of the marketing of what, who this is supposed to appeal to and what type of experience it's supposed to deliver on to be able to claim that, I think. And so, like, yeah, Skull and Bones might be a sufficient pirate ship simulator game that then puts you in on the boat and gives you that viewpoint, and so it takes that and puts it in a medium that's more digestible as a casual. That doesn't mean that it accomplishes what it's supposed to accomplish, or it's a really good gaming experience for the wider audience. And so, like, I am going to double down on that. Like, I don't think that it's sufficient for Avowed to be Pillars of Eternity in first person. Like, that is not the game that they're capable of making. They're capable of making Outer Worlds. They're capable of making whatever Outer Worlds 2 is going to be. I don't know why then they would make something on a smaller scale and then people praise that as noteworthy in some respect when 50% of people would rather just play Skyrim again, because why do they need to bother with this?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it goes back to, though, how the gameplay is experienced, and if they can fix that, then all of that, all of the beauty will be able to shine, almost like in The Witcher 3 when they got rid of some of the bugs and glitches, like this good game was able to emerge. And I kind of look at this game, obviously these are different developers, I'm just using Witcher 3 as an example, as if you can sort of fix those barriers. And the thing that I think about is, if you went back to Fallout New Vegas and gave it, made it feel as good as a modern shooter, or made it feel as good as The Outer Worlds, like Fallout New Vegas would suddenly emerge, and I think that might even happen when they do the remaster that we're hearing rumors about, or a remake. And so when I look at this game, I immediately think, well, if you make it third person and you give me that better immersive feel of a good, more action style game, while you also have these really good RPG systems built with important decisions and dialogue and NPCs, I think like a really good game could emerge. Because that's where I primarily see this game falling flat with people, with the combat. If they can't fix the combat, then I think that's where they're going to lose people. Because you're obviously going to have the big Pillars fans that are like, well, I love all the choice, I love all the Pillars, you know, it feels like a Pillars game in first person. But if the combat doesn't feel good, I think you're just going to lose people instantly, because that's always the hook.
I think it's going to lose people on the dialogue front too. Like, Jimmy Changa is in chat saying this is Pillars in first person. This is Baldur's Gate 3 level of storytelling in first person. I think that's a wild claim. Like, nothing that I've seen in what they've shown this game indicates that it's anywhere on the level of a Baldur's Gate 3 dialogue and choice-wise. Like, at all. I haven't seen that at all. And, like, I mean, you've come on here and other people in chat have come on here and, like, dunked on Starfield for, like, having lackluster storytelling and dialogue options of, like, it doesn't really feel like you have a lot of choice, or those choices are very impactful. You know, it's almost like some of the dialogue is, like, robotic feeling, you know, of, like, the, you know, they're not really, you're persuading them, right? But then they're kind of like, oh, I guess I see it your way now, or whatever. You know, it doesn't feel organic. It doesn't feel nuanced and really, you know, it's compelling in the way that you're engaging with it, in the way that like Baldur's Gate 3 or something like that does. I kind of saw that here. Like, nothing about the dialogue that they showed me so far gives me any indications that it's going to be incredibly compelling. It doesn't even seem up to the level of Outer Worlds. And like, again, all I needed was one trailer of Outer Worlds to be like, I'm in. This looks awesome. The dialogue looks awesome. The choices look awesome. The comedy looks awesome. I don't even need to see anymore. Like, this looks cool. And I've seen this twice now, and I'm like, this doesn't look cool. What's going on with this game? Why does it look so off-putting in terms of, like, what the quality is and what the product is? So, like, There's red flags abound here. Like, there's a lot of warning signals, and hopefully they get it together by release, because I don't want it to fail in any regard. I'm not going to be like, hey, Xbox sucks. Look at it. Like, you know, I might be like, I told you guys so. But, like, it's not a win for me. Like, it's more like me being here and being like, hey, guys, like, don't pre-order this probably. Like, wait for reviews. Wait to see, like, how streamers react to it, because this is, like, a warning sign type game where, you know, we really don't know how this is going to turn out based on how it showed.
Well, they actually break down one of the dialogue sequences in the trailer. So I don't know, maybe if you listen to her commentary, like I listened to it again this morning. I was like, okay, what exactly, you know, how does this work? And she's basically like, you can question him and then he ends up fighting you to defend his honor, or you can believe him, or, and then whatever you do is going to determine how things play out when you go back to the town. And that to me feels like exactly what people look for in a game like this, right? They want to have that impact on the story or the immediate quest, and then to see that, you know, the different branching results from that. I don't know if I've ever taken issue with Starfield's dialogue system. I found it to be better than previous games. I think my issue with Starfield has always been it just felt like they lifted things wholesale from Fallout and didn't innovate all that much.
I might be misattributing that to you. It's definitely been like a consensus type of parroted opinion that the dialogue doesn't feel very good in Starfield, especially in a post Baldur's Gate 3 climate, right?
I think the difficulty with the game like Starfield is always going to be quantity. Like, they had to record so many lines, and I do feel like even Avowed, people are like, oh, the lines feel like they're going to be they're going to be almost AI. Like, that's what people were saying, like the voices almost sound like AI. And again, to me, I'm always a little bit more willing to forgive the vehicle of delivering that much dialogue and that many permutations of potential quest results. I'm okay if that vehicle is a little bit more utilitarian, if it feels a little bit more like a Jeep, like it just kind of gets you from point A to point B of storytelling. Because that to me is not as impactful or as important as I need the combat to feel good. I need the world and the art style to feel unique. Because I've said this a lot recently that I think in 10 years, like, Hi-Fi Rush is still going to look good because of its art style. And I do look at Avowed and feel like, okay, it definitely kind of has its own feel and its own vibe and its own art style. They're not just strictly going for medieval photorealistic. I do think there is a bit of a feel to it. I think maybe that'll even be more evident the farther you play and the more you play the game.
I think ESO looks better than this game does graphically. I mean, it just doesn't look good. Like, I don't know.
So you think ESO looks better than this game?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, if you take it, what are you doing? You going to a PC and adding mods in 4K?
No. I'm booting up my PS5 and playing it in 4K or whatever.
Okay.
It'd be hard to argue that Avowed looks better. I mean, I don't think this game looks impressive. I don't. It looks fine. Like, I'm not saying that. I mean, the title is another Redfall. It's not going to be, guys. Like, I think everybody here understands that. Like, we're not saying that. Is Kirk confusing fidelity with art style? Maybe I just don't like the art style. Like, I don't think it looks great.
I got 4K Ultra 60 from the Merc Plays here, playing Elder Scrolls Online on a PS5. No, I just don't agree. I don't agree with you. I don't.
That one's a little more out of pocket. That's a personal opinion for sure.
I would never argue that this looks bad, but I would not. I don't think I'd be able to argue this looks better when I look at texture detail on the rocks and the water, and the character and stuff. I actually would say they're somewhat on par with each other, honestly.
Well, again, I want to see footage of somebody walking around and all that. Like, it's easy to dress that up, you know, when you don't have to downgrade it for actual gameplay. So they can take that camera and pan it over those beautiful environments. But until I'm walking around seeing what that looks like, and you played some footage in the background of, like, some swimming or whatever. I don't know how good that looks. I haven't seen that. Because, again, they didn't show it to me in the direct, but maybe that sort of disproves what I'm thinking. But, again, 50% of people are saying, well, I'll just go play Skyrim again. And if you install mods on your Xbox for Skyrim, it's going to be looking hella better than this game, man. It's just not doing a good job of justifying its own existence, which you could argue that games don't need to do. But I would agree with that. I would actually agree with that. I would say absolutely not. Games don't need to justify their own existence. Like, as long as a game comes out and it's enjoyable to play, like, I want all those games to come out, and I, like, I enjoy Skull and Bones. I'm glad it exists. I don't know that it needs to justify itself in comparison to, like, Sea of Thieves or Assassin's Creed Black Flag. But that being said, like, if this is going to be a flagship Xbox game to come out this year, you know, Xbox really, really is grasping at straws to justify why you need an Xbox console. And, you know, why you need Game Pass, at least as far as day and date stuff is concerned, like, not the indie stuff. That's why with our CEO talk that you can find on this channel, if you go back, what would we do if we were Xbox CEO, I suggested that they double down on indies, because that seems to be, like, the strongest offering that Game Pass has. Because the box office AAA, like, flagship tentpole titles that they have are not in the same league as, like, what Sony puts out. And that's not me being a pony. Like, again, I have really, really high hopes for Indiana Jones. And I like Xbox IP in general. But it looks like Skyrim won the poll. By
1%. I think it shows how split the audience is, though. I think about half the people watching are like, oh, I want to play this. And the other half
are
like,
that's a win to me. Like, the new game coming out can't wipe the floor with Skyrim? That's absurd. Like, that shows you how in trouble this game is. Like, if that was about I'm trying to think of something else that could be about. I don't know. Maybe Outer Worlds 2. If that was like Outer Worlds 2 over Starfield, we know which one would win that. I don't know if that's a fair comparison, because Skyrim is just, like, objectively better. Lone Wolf, yeah, I know people have nostalgia, but, like, they should be tapping into that same nostalgia. Like, people should be like, oh, this looks like Obsidian made Skyrim. Like, that's where they screwed up. Like, this game does not look as good or better than Skyrim. It's coming out more than a decade later. Like, all Obsidian had to do, that's what Outer Worlds was, which it was like, we made Fallout and it's in space. And people were like, we loved New Vegas. We're so in. Thank you for making this. I bet it's good. And it ended up being good. That's all they had to do. Like, all they had to do was show up, bring their normal A game, and be like, hey, we made a smaller version of Skyrim or a smaller version of Elder Scrolls, and we're Obsidian. You know, we got the Obsidian magic. And people would be like, yep. And this game just looks, like, weird. It just looks weird and off and awkward, and everybody's reacting to that like, okay.
I think that may be the fundamental disconnect then, because to me it looks and sounds like they said, we had great reception to Pillars of Eternity, so we're going to take that expertise and bring it to bear on something that is in a different perspective and is not big, giant open world, but more curated environments, more handcrafted environments, environmental storytelling, things of that nature. So, like, I feel like expecting them to make Skyrim is probably one of the bigger parts of what you've said today that I don't think is something I would align with. I don't even know if that's necessarily fair, because I don't think targeting Skyrim was a good idea. And I also think this is why I have more confidence in this game maybe than you is. I feel like when they did that documentary, they said we stuck to our core competencies. This is what we're good at. This is what we're going to do, which is exactly why Redfall was a disaster. Arkane did not... They were not allowed to stick to their core competencies, you know, I think that's what hurt it.
If that's the case, then that original pre-rendered trailer was asinine. Like, that shot the game in the foot. Like, that's the equivalent of Yves Guillemot saying this is a quadruple A game about Skull and Bones.
Oh,
like,
this game agree
had
with you
no
there.
Chance after that. If they were going to make this game look like it's going to be a next gen, whatever, you know, powerhouse, which they did, that pre-rendered trailer looks insane. Like, it doesn't look anything like anything that we've seen of this game. It looks amazing. And for them to show that and then come out with what this game... I think that's why in your head you think that the original trailer was worse. Because it's the delta, it's the displacement in your expectations between the initial trailer and then the second trailer. That fall off was so drastic that it makes the second delta between the first actual gameplay and the second gameplay in the direct feel much more marginal. Like, that initial fall off is crazy. I mean, like, it's like worse than like Watchdog levels of like misrepresentation of what this game is going to be like. Like, that trailer is some crazy false advertising.
Okay, you went further than I'm willing to go. I do agree with you that the initial trailer set a really bad expectation. I'm not going to put them on par with Watch Dogs, because Watch Dogs quite literally lied to the public. I mean, they literally, like, said
it's
this
the
is
actual
gameplay.
Game. Like right. They made the game. Yeah.
I agree with you that initial trailer set bad expectations. However, if you go watch my video, which is Avowed looks better, Avowed gameplay looks better, I actually do some freeze frames and I show that the inlay on some of the shields and some of the swords is getting closer to what they originally showed us. Now, obviously, it does not look like that cinematic, but I actually argue in that video that I feel like they are closer than that first trailer. That first trailer, all of the weapons had no detail. There was a weirdness to it. There was a clunkiness to it. It kind of looked a little bit like Sea of Thieves. I was like, what is going on? And then this latest trailer, if you do freeze frames of the weapons, and especially also if you look at the NPC's clothing, I actually see a very nice uptick in that level of detail, and I think they are closer to that original cinematic trailer than the second one. The second one, you are correct, fell way down.
I think the trailer that's playing in the background now, I think still I'm behind again, but the direct footage, the most recent footage we have,
yeah,
looks like Sea of Thieves, and it looks like Nightingale. That's what this game looks like. Like functionally, the way that the animations look, the way that the combat and the sword swinging and the shooting and everything look, it looks like Sea of Thieves and Nightingale, which, like, those games' strong point are not the combat, like, at all. So, I mean, this game better be, like, a Disco Elysium level of, like, well-written dialogue tree, like, classic RPG storyline type game, or it's gonna flop. Unless they haven't showed us the best stuff, but you know, as far as the aesthetics, Finn, a longtime member and like chat participator here, thanks Finn for your input. He says, Kirk, the original announcement The original announcement was before the art style direction changed. They changed art styles mid development. They pivoted from realism. Okay, and it doesn't look as good. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's fine that they decided to pivot from realism. It doesn't look good now. It looks like a VR game. It looks like a Morrowind remaster or remake, rather. Like, it doesn't look fantastic. And I think people are responding to that by saying that they might would just replay a game from 2011. Like,
well, here's where I actually start to agree about some concerns, because now you're getting at a fundamental issue that could be in this game, in that they changed art style, but they also switched engines. This is going to be a UE5 game, and if we've learned anything from Digital Foundry's commentary on UE5 and Lords of the Fallen, as well as Hellblade, it's that UE5 has got a lot of razor blades in it. It's very, very clunky. It's hard to optimize. So that is my concern then comes into, oh, is that why the combat looks clunky? Is that why there's a lack of fluidity? Is that why you guys changed the art style? Did the engine sort of demand it? Now, if they changed art style to ensure that they could get really good performance and have a game that is well optimized, because they're like, listen, if we go the route of photorealism with UE5, it just gets really, really heavy and it just gets very clunky, and maybe that's why they switch directions. But that's a completely different concern that I have. Anybody building an Unreal 5 right now, I have concerns, because it's just like, I just don't know if UE5 is going to deliver in its late stages. We're being told that, like, oh, it'll get better. And it's like, well, I don't want to have to play through the years of not good to get to the better years of UE5. So, and guys, before Kirk replies, take a quick second. A lot of you guys are lurkers and you came over from the first stream. Thank you so much for doing that. Take a quick second and smash that like button. So, you know, do you have thoughts on, you know, the UE5 element here that could be part of this challenge? Because I think a lot of teams dove headfirst into UE5 and maybe some of them are regretting it now.
Maybe. Because I think as far as like first showings of games are concerned, I think Warhorse, a much smaller studio than Obsidian, at least in terms of prominence, is running circles around Obsidian right now. Like Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, I don't know if you saw that showcase, and I don't know if you played Kingdom Come Deliverance or seen any footage of that game. Like, I'm way more excited for that game than I am for Avowed, and that's in CryEngine, and CryEngine is a fantastic looking engine. So I don't know if that's what it is. People are saying I don't like the art style. I don't like the art style. I'm like Kendrick in this regard. I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you talk. Like, I don't like the way that this game looks. I'm not excited for it, and that's my opinion, and I think that's a lot of people's opinion. This game looks old. Like, it doesn't look like a game that's coming out in 2024. It looks like The Forgotten City, which was made by like one dude and some other people that helped him make that game. Like, this is not Obsidian quality work. And when I watched that direct, I was like, you guys are presenting this like you have something, and it's kind of awkward. Like, it's awkward that you're showing up to this direct as the devs. Again, they've worked very hard on this, and no shade to what they do. Like, game development is hard. Doesn't matter if it's Redfall. It doesn't matter what the game is. Like, it's just like you and I, or when you did, you know, when you didn't do content creation, like all the folks in chat out there, when we go to work every day, we sit at our desks, you know, or wherever we work and do our job, our hard labor every day, regardless of the end of like what our job, what our business does, like our work that we put in is hard work. You know, that's dedication. So even with a game like Redfall, those devs worked very hard on that game, and it's not their fault that the game didn't turn out well. It's just a sum of all the parts, right? And so, like, not to diminish like their efforts or whatever, but it's like, when you make a game like Redfall or you make a game like Suicide Squad and you come out and like market it and you're like, we're really proud of this and we feel like everybody's going to love it, it's just like, it's kind of awkward. Like, it's like, no, guys, like, this doesn't look very good. And like, that's kind of the impression that I got with this, where I was like, this is not what I feel like everybody wanted. Like, I don't know that this is going to go well. And it'll be interesting to see if they show something else at Summer Game Fest that sort of turns it around. I would love that, honestly. Like, this is one where I would be totally comfortable being wrong, because yeah, I don't want Obsidian to kind of fall into that that pit with everybody else, like BioWare now and Arcane. Arcane's going to be fine because that Blade game looks amazing. I'm sure that's going to be awesome when we get to see gameplay of that. But, like, I don't want another giant to fall in terms of, like, you know, studios that have a track record of giving us fantastic games. And this one isn't a live service, and that was kind of the trend that we saw with all those games, you know, not really being up to snuff. So that kind of actually makes it more concerning, because I'm like, okay, there's not any real reason for this to look underwhelming, so why does it? And I don't really know. Maybe this game, again, just hasn't been shown very well. Maybe it just hasn't been marketed very well. They need to get somebody in there to like cut some good trailers, make it look really, really nice, you know, curate sort of the window into the game that they want to show off. Maybe that's the issue. You know, we've seen that happen before with games in the past. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there's definitely been some games where it's like, oh, this was kind of a marketing issue. The game's actually pretty fantastic. It, you know, our concerns are dissuaded now. But with this one, it's like, they kind of got to show me something before I start to believe in it, and right, I don't think it's a place of leverage by any means.
I would say, just to kind of round this out and land it, guys, we will be going to Writer's Room shortly. If you want to hit that final push goal, I'll gift a little bit more. We can bring more people to Writer's Room, and you guys can kind of see how we shape these shows. So, you know, be sure to do that. Be sure to smash like. But before we do that, I do think that I would much rather it have a bit of a rough start in its showing that slowly gets better than the opposite. Like, I would be very leery. Like, I think I'm more leery of the Fable trailer than I am of what we've seen of Avowed. Because, like, with Fable, I'm like, I don't, that's that simulated in-engine crap that we have no idea if it's genuine or not. We have no idea if that's what raw gameplay is going to be. Even Hellblade, I've been critical of. I felt like their one showing where they go into the cave and they attack the big bald guy and throw fire on him, I'm like, there's no way that we're going to get an experience that looks like that. It's like, I know that.
Hey,
that,
you should believe in your boys over at Ninja Theory. Come on now.
I think that was
real gameplay. I think that was legit.
I feel like I've been doing this way too long to fall for that. I just feel like that's so, we've been here before where there's in-engine renders and in-engine this and simulated that. And it's like, I feel better about Avowed because I feel like I'm actually seeing the game. I'm not seeing some fake thing, and I'm seeing improvement. And that to me makes me feel better. Again, not that it'll be award winning, but I feel like we're gonna land with a good game, as opposed to blowing my hair back and then the game comes out and I'm like, what the frick is this? Like, I felt like
they
that happened
did
with Starfield.
They kind of did that. It was only like, it was only, you know, 10 seconds or whatever, but they kind of did that a little bit. Look, if the same thing happens with Fable, like they put that trailer out with, I'm sorry to whoever the actor is from the IT crowd. I can't think of his name. The main guy that they got to the giant to do the VO and to star in that trailer that they showed off. He's really funny. He's a great actor. If they showed all that, so if they come out and it seems like it's been a serious downgrade since then, I'll have the same sort of criticism for it. But it's like, I don't know that this game gets points, Lono. Like you're saying, like, oh, well, at least we're seeing the authentic game. Okay, and it doesn't look that good. Like, I don't know. How is that a benefit? Like, how is that a plus? That, well, it's like, yeah, we're seeing the actual game, and it doesn't look fantastic. You know, if the same thing happens with Fable, fine. You know, I'm not willing to put all my eggs in that basket and say, oh, the game's definitely going to look exactly how they showed it off in that, like, CGI-looking trailer. I don't know.
Well,
evaluate that when I see it. I don't know. I mean, you know, but this game doesn't look like a CGI trailer. I know that for dang sure.
Well, I mean, we'll circle back. Kirk, we're going to do a show at some point. We'll probably save the Indiana Jones show for after the summer showcase, because I bet you we get more looks at it. And we'll let Kirk, you know, maybe modify his position or maybe dig in on his position about Indiana Jones. He actually thinks that thing is going to get some Game of the Year nominations. And his thoughts on Avowed. Maybe his thoughts on Avowed change once the game comes out. So you guys can support him. There is a link below in the description. What's New Video Games is his channel. Does reviews, guides, things of that nature. Be sure to check him out. And like he said, he will be streaming later on that Purple platform under Kirk the Gamer. He's been working his way through Stellar Blade on hard. And if you want to check that out, be sure to check
it out. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time.
There you go. There you go. So
after Writer's Room, go get your Din Din.
Mm-hmm.
And come hang out. And I'm actually going to be doing like an indie spotlight. We're going to be going through several different games that I've gotten like some codes for and stuff. Some games that you may not know about that I might be able to put you on to tonight. And then if people show up tonight, because they didn't for the first hard mode, Stellar Blade. Kevin George in the chat. He showed up. Thank you, Kevin. A couple of my guys that have been following me on Twitch for a little while now were there as well. We had a good time. So if you guys come hang out tonight, I will stream the rest of Stellar Blade on hard. That means the end run. What me and Lono talked about, the hard bosses, the hard bosses on hard mode tomorrow. If y'all show up tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. But yeah, we'd just love to have y'all in general. That's twitch.tv/KirkTheGamer. End of shameless plug.
There you go. And I'm going to post a link in chat, and it's for the writer's room. So if you are one of the lucky people that got a gifted member today or in the past, we had another really strong day for the channel. You guys are well on your way to the weekly goal of making me play. There's like a Just Dance VR game coming out. It's not Just Dance, but it's similar to it. You can click the link in chat to head over to the writer's room. If you can't come to the writer's room, go check out my upload about Helldivers. It's got the word stupid nice and big and yellow on it. Make sure and watch that entire video and give it some love, because most of the video I recorded before the update. And if you go give that some love, a like and a comment, that'll really help that out, because people seem to be reacting well to it. But the information in it is more of a breakdown of what happened than sort of an accurate, scathing indictment of PlayStation. Because they did walk it back, and that's good, because that's what I was calling for in that video when I recorded it on Sunday before they made their changes.
Your Another Crab's Treasure. How did that go on Friday night?
Tried it the next day, and I was like, I just don't think the game feels good. It doesn't feel good. I tried it the next day. My son is enjoying it, because you can turn it on easy and like give the crab a gun. And so he's having fun. He thinks it's just hilarious. He's running around shooting, you know, people in the ocean with a gun. I tried it completely in my, you know, right state of mind, you know, no drinks. And I was like, this game just doesn't feel good. There's something about it that I don't like. And I think, again, coming from Stellar Blade, there's like a lack, like Stellar Blade has its own clunkiness that you can kind of adjust to. There's something about that Another Crab's Treasure that just lacks, it just doesn't have good fluidity and good motion. So
now that I have all the abilities and everything, it really doesn't. I think you were kind of right. I think there was some Ronin effect of like, oh, this doesn't feel right coming over. And I played Devil May Cry 5 too. So to that end, it didn't feel actiony enough, and it didn't feel souls enough. But now that I have all the abilities and my attack speed is up by like 30% stacked and everything, I'm rolling. Like, it feels real good.
Yeah.
That's a game that it just takes too long to cook in the oven before you really start to dive in and enjoy it. Unfortunately, there's too many games out like that where it's like, if you just get through the first 6 hours, bro, it's a good time.
All right, guys, we're going to head to writers. Give me 2 seconds here. thanks so much for being a member. You may be seeing this in your feed because you got a gifted membership, or maybe you've been a long-standing viewer and you get members all the time, or maybe you pay for your own membership, whatever it is. We even had some people today paying for their own membership. We'd love to see more people doing that. Consider upgrading. And okay, Mash. Mash does a 20 bomb at the end of the stream, taking us all the way to 105. So I'm going to have to do another
They'd
five
love to do that to you.
Right at
They'd
the end here. I know. As we go to Writer's Room, Mash, you're a maniac. All right, I'm going to gift the five that I owe. So everybody that gets a membership at the tail end of that stream, I haven't even ended the stream yet. I have not ended the avowed stream yet. Yeah, you guys are all going to get memberships, and then you can come over on the redirect and you can enjoy Writer's Room. You get to see behind the scenes how we form the shows, how we talk about the news and frame it up. So the Helldivers one turned out to be an absolute banger. So thank you to everybody who supported that. And I am going to go ahead and end that stream now and bring everybody over with the redirect. And then I'm going to change the thumbnail to no longer say